Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we covered the topic of antifungals found under the infectious disease section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to antifungals. Drugs include amphotericin B, nystatin, which has a topical formulation only, terbinafine, which is topical or systemic, echinocandins, such as caspofungin and micafungin, azoles, which may be topical, such as clotrimazole, miconazole, or econazole, or systemic, such as itraconazole, fluconazole, isavuconazole, ketoconazole, and voriconazole. There is also griseofulvin, flucytosine, and selenium sulfide, although this is topical only. Clinically, they are used for fungal infections. Now let's discuss these antifungals in more detail. Amphotericin B binds to ergosterol in the membrane that is unique to fungi, forming membrane pores through which electrolytes and other cell contents leak. It can be fungistatic or fungicidal. It may cause fevers, chills, and a flu-like reaction. It can also cause renal toxicity, so one should be hydrated and supplement potassium and magnesium. It may also result in arrhythmias, anemia, and phlebitis. Indications include systemic mycoses, such as with Cryptococcus, Blastomyces, Coccidioides, Histoplasma, Candida, and Mucor. Nystatin binds to ergosterol and can be fungistatic or fungicidal. There are topical formulations only because adverse effects are too toxic for systemic use. Terbinafine inhibits squalene epoxidase, an enzyme in fungi that is key in lanosterol synthesis, so it is fungicidal. It may cause gastrointestinal upset and liver toxicity, and rarely can cause a fulminant liver failure requiring liver transplant. It may also cause taste disturbance. It is used to treat oral candidiasis, topical yeast infections such as diaper rash, vaginal candidiasis, and intertrigo. Echinocandins disrupt the cell wall synthesis by inhibiting beta-glucan synthesis. It can be fungistatic or fungicidal. It may cause gastrointestinal upset and flushing, which is mediated by histamine. It is used for widespread dermatophyte infections and onychomycosis. Azoles inhibit 14-alpha-demethylase, which is key in ergosterol synthesis in fungi, and it is fungistatic. It may cause anti-androgen effects via inhibiting testosterone synthesis. This may result in gynecomastia, in particular with ketoconazole. It may also inhibit cytochrome P450. It is used to treat local mycoses, mild systemic mycoses, and specific indications include for fluconazole, it may treat chronic suppression of cryptococcus in immunosuppressed patients. For itraconazole, it may be used to treat blastomyces, coccidioides, histoplasma. Voriconazole is used to treat aspergillus and candida, and isavuconazole is used to treat aspergillus and mucor. Griseofulvin disrupts the mitosis via microtubule dysfunction, especially it targets keratin-containing tissues such as nails, and is fungistatic. It is a teratogenic and may cause a disulfiram-like reaction and neurologic symptoms such as confusion and headaches. It may also induce cytochrome P450. It is used to treat superficial infections and dermatophytes as it inhibits growth. Flucytosine is converted by the fungal enzyme cytosine deaminase to 5-fluorouracil, which then inhibits nucleic acid synthesis. It can be fungistatic or fungicidal. It may result in bone marrow suppression and is used to treat systemic mycoses and cryptococcus. Selenium sulfide disrupts mitosis, resulting in decreased turnover of epidermal cells and decreased flaking. It also has antibacterial and antifungal activity. It is used to treat seborrheic dermatitis and pityriasis versicolor. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to antifungals, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. An 11-year-old boy with HIV and esophageal candidiasis is being treated with caspofungin. What is the mechanism of action of this drug? And the answer choices are, choice 1, pore formation in cell membranes. Choice 2, inhibition of ergosterol synthesis. Choice 3, inhibition of squalene epoxidase. Choice 4, inhibition of pyrimidine synthesis, or choice 5, inhibition of 1,3-beta-glucan synthase. The best answer to this question is choice 5, inhibition of 1,3 beta-glucan synthase. Caspofungin is an echinocandin that works by inhibiting 1,3 beta-glucan synthase, an enzyme that helps form the cell wall of fungi. There are a variety of antifungal medications with different mechanisms of action. Echinocandins are a class of antifungal that work by inhibiting 1,3 beta-glucan synthase, an enzyme that is part of the pathway of beta-glucan synthesis. Beta-glucan is an important part of the cell wall of certain medically relevant fungi, such as Aspergillus. There are only 3 echinocandins approved by the FDA: anidulafungin, caspofungin, and mycofungin. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Pore formation in the cell membrane is the mechanism of action of polyene antifungals like amphotericin B and nystatin. Choice 2. Inhibition of ergosterol synthesis is the mechanism of action of azole antifungals. Choice 3. Inhibition of squalene epoxidase is the mechanism of action of terbinafine. Choice 4. Inhibition of pyrimidine synthesis is the mechanism of action of flucytosine. That's all for this review about antifungals. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.